Well, the Sharon Playhouse has just kept us entertained now for most of the summer with very unique programming, from outdoor stage events to outdoor movie events to fundraisers for the movie house. Lots of great entertainment. And they've moved into a new phase now, which is an incredible phase, as a matter of fact. And that is their concerts, which are called Patio Dinner Cabarets, where seating is table. There's different prices for whether it's a table of two, table of three, or table of four. They can only have 60 people, 60 patrons per performance, okay? The performances include dinner, and there's more information like that. And the first one was sold out. Once again, like everything else they've been doing, it was sold out. Nicholas Ward, every ticket was sold out, all 60 tickets. And the next one coming up is Friday, September 25th, with Haley Swindell. And the name of this show is Sing Happy, and we have Haley with us right now. Haley, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
You know, these things that the Sharon Playhouse has put together have been so well attended and so appreciated by people, because it brings back that slice of normalcy that we all want to see come back eventually fully. But this is a separate thing from not being an outdoor theater, but being a more of a cabaret and a much more closely personal sort of performance. So let's talk a little bit about you, Haley. I mean, what is your background in entertaining?
Well, when the pandemic hit, I was starring as Mama Morton in Chicago on Broadway.
Oh, man.
So this is really my first show back in 6 months. I mean, it's really my big grand return to theater. I mean, as exciting as it is for the patrons who are coming to see theater, it's equally as exciting for me and for all the other artists that Robert and Alan have put this together at the theater for all of us to be able to do this in a safe and exciting and thrilling way, to be able to sing again. I just got back into the rehearsal studio for the first time in 6 months, and I got so emotional being able to sing again. I mean, it was just incredible, because it was a very abrupt halt. I mean, in March, I mean, I think I found out in the afternoon that the show was closing that night, and it was 6 months before. I haven't performed live since, so I'm super thrilled to be back.
I was going to say, this is as crushing as it has been for everybody. There's certain industries, I think, that have been crushed more than other industries. One, of course, the restaurant industry, waiters mm-hmm. and waitresses. But exactly like you said, here you are. You're in a show on Broadway, Chicago, and all of a sudden, boom, the rug is pulled out from you. And not just the show, but really, you have to put your career on hold.
Right. Right. I mean, it's been very, very, it's been difficult, but on the other hand, it's also been a time for me. I've had a lot of time with my family. I have a four-year-old. I spent a lot of time with my little girl. We went down to Florida with my parents and spent a lot of really great time there. It's also been a time, I think, to reflect for me, to really work on some other things. I started teaching and giving back to a lot of younger kids who are trying to do this. That's who I really feel, along with other artists, it's the young kids, the ones that didn't get to do their school plays, the kids that didn't get, that are coming up and didn't get to have their showcases in New York City. And so I've been trying, in the ways I can, virtually and Instagram, to really celebrate them. I mean, to find ways to do a master class or to, there was this one, kids are amazing and so resilient. And there, for example, there was this one child who wasn't able to do her school play. She went online on Instagram, wrote her own play, got this group of children together, and they did this humongous screenplay. And they raised over $1,500 for the Actors Fund. I mean, they're $1,500, they're 14 years old. And to support professional actors. And I just thought that was so amazing and so inspiring, that 15-year-old kids who are unable to do what they love got on the internet and raised money to support professional actors who are out of work. And I got online and kind of gave a master class. And, you know, it's a very, very difficult time. And we just have to remember that the theater will be back. And And that's why it's so important with Alan and Robert and amazing what they're doing, because being able to come back and do this and show that art is still here and will be back is just so important. Yeah. So I'm thrilled to be back.
Now, Haley's show will be once again on Friday, September 25th, dinner at 6:30. The show begins at 8. Tickets and more information at SharonPlayhouse.org. And I know this sounds like a come on, but it's true. Everything that they have done has sold out since they've started this unique programming, whether it's the outdoor theater, whether it's the outdoor movies, or now moving to the patio concerts. Everything sells out. So don't delay. Now, when people come, is it going to be you and a piano player? I mean, is it going to be that intimate?
Yes. My pianist, Scott Cady, is the pianist at Chicago. He's played from everyone, from Barbara Cook. He's played for Liza Minnelli. He's played for Bebe Neuwirth, and I'm lucky enough that he's playing with me. So I'm thrilled to have him on board with me. It's going to be me, and it's going to be him. And it's going to be, my show is all Liza Minnelli's music. Liza Minnelli gave me permission to do her canon of music. She is a dear friend and has been such a supporter of me and my career. And she gave me her blessing to do her canon of music. So this is a show that I did about a year ago, but this has been revamped. And there's a lot of new songs in it specifically for this night. I have, you know, the world is a very different place than it was a year ago. So I put some new songs in, a bunch of different new things specifically for the Sharon Playhouse. So I'm really excited, and Scott is really excited. And my director, Wilman Ziada, he's played Carnegie Hall. He's directed Tony Award winners, from Katie Huffman to Lilias White. I mean, he's incredible. We put this together just for the Sharon Playhouse, and we're super excited to kind of to get back doing it again.
Now, just for people that are listening, name a couple of the songs that probably are your favorite that you're going to be doing on your show on September 25th.
Well, of course, you have the ones that you know really, really well, like Cabaret, yeah, and New York, New York, and what you would think Liza would be singing, right?
Yeah.
Sing Happy, Old Friend, the things you know really, really well. And then there's some in there that you might not know so well. There's some surprises that I throw in there that, for example, I do an ode to her mother. I do Liza sang the trolley song, right?
Yep.
So who knows that Liza also sang the trolley song? And I love that. I love, because part of what I love about Liza is that she created her own mark. She was the daughter of a legend, and she stepped away and created her own path, right? So I love that she did that. So I start the show kind of with the trolley song, one of the first songs. And Liza also sang that at the Palace. But then I kind of go into Liza's hits, which she's gone off and done on her own, as well as things that might surprise you that she sang, like Sondheim's Losing My Mind. She did as a disco kind of thing. I don't do it as a disco because nobody except Liza Minnelli can pull off Losing My Mind as an 80s disco up-tempo song. But, I mean, it's an exciting night with a bunch of different kind of everything from her canon, a lot of different genres, a lot of different... She sung so much in her career. You can't, when you think of a Liza Minnelli song, I mean, she sung everything from Mama Rose songs to disco songs to Come In From the Rain to, I mean, gospel songs. A little bit of everything in there. And at the end of it, to me, I'm ending the show between you and me and everybody on the radio. I'm ending it with New York, because I believe in my city, and there's been a lot of people saying that New York isn't going to come back, and I believe in this city. I love my city. I moved here to follow my dream, and I believe in my heart, and I know that New York is a very, very strong city, and that we will and are coming back strong. So
that's how I end my show. That would be like saying Los Angeles isn't going to come back.
It's ridiculous. Somebody wrote an article about it, and it's, you know, Jerry Seinfeld responded to it, and all of us artists have responded to it in various ways, and this is kind of my response to it, being in New York, New York.
You know, the whole thing about when you look at places like New York, and especially New York even more than Los Angeles, but Los Angeles, Chicago, they're destinations because people from not only all over the country, but all over the world come there, because that's where they know incredible talent is all located in one city and many different theaters. And you know what? One thing people will never stop wanting to be, and that is entertained.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even during this time when we're all sitting at home, what are we turning to? We're turning to Netflix. We're turning to our televisions. We're turning to art. I mean, that's what people are turning to escape from this time, to escape from everything going on. So art will always live. Even when it can't live in live theater, we'll find a way to continue to experience art. So.
Well, once again, Haley will be once again live in Sharon on Friday, September 25th. The dinner is at 6:30. The show begins at 8 p.m. It's the second one of the patio dinner cabarets. Seating is by table, table of two, table of three, table of four. Only 60 patrons are allowed per performance, and these performances sell out. More information at SharonPlayhouse.org, SharonPlayhouse.org. Haley, good luck. I'm glad you're coming to Sharon.
Thank you.
I hope to
I'm
see
so
you.
I'm so excited. I love Sharon.
Well, hope to see you that day, and keep that voice going for us, okay?
Oh, I'll be ready. Don't worry.
Thanks, Haley. Take care.
Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. Once again, Haley Swindell at the Sharon Playhouse, their cabaret series, Patio Dinner Cabaret. Information, again, SharonPlayhouse.org.